The Ghana Police Service has issued a warrant for the rearrest of Aisha Sumda, suspected of being behind the recent recruitment fraud in the police service. The suspect, whose name has come up very prominently, was arrested in December last year for a similar offense. She was processed for court and is currently on bail, but is still perpetuating the offense. This was made known at a news conference in Accra. Nana Momari reports.
Hundreds of young men and women last Saturday turned up at 5 police training depots for enlistment into the Ghana Police Service, but the police told them they were unaware of any recruitment drive. The victims found out that their recruitment letters were fake and that the purported enlistment was a scam. The police have since mounted an intensive search for the arrest of persons who are behind this recruitment scam. Investigations into the alleged scam revealed that the fake recruitment letters bear the same serial numbers, fake signature of the Director General.
So wait for your turn. When you come in and you go through, maybe you'll be many. All of you qualify will take you, but you go to the training school in Bashir. Asha is a police. Why is it that you pay money to her in order to get recruited? At the end of the day, look at the number. Have they gone through the recruitment? If it's not genuine, you will never get it. They should be careful to embark on that journey. It should be genuine before they can get to the destination. Other than that, they will always sit at the wall. And this time round, we are going to arrest them for possession of forged documents. And the onus will lie on them to prove where they are source of that document. Failing that, then we have to take the law on them.
The Director General CID COP Prosper Aglo spells out the right process of recruitment by the Ghana Police Service and stressed that the police administration has no immediate plans of recruiting people into the service.
Before any recruitment exercise is carried out, one, public announcement is carried out in the media to that effect. Two, forms are sold. Three, designated points of sale are indicated. Four, the cost of form is given, usually not more than 20 Ghana cedis in the past. Five, academic and personal data requirements are also spelled out. In addition to the above, the recruitment process includes one, shortlisting of qualified candidates, two, inviting them to the various training schools for body selection and aptitude tests, three, invitation of successful applicants for medical examination at a police hospital, repeat, police hospital, and not any other hospital. Four, criminal and background checks on successful applicants, and finally, invitation of qualified candidates for training. It must be noted that lists of successful applicants are forwarded to the police hospital and the police training schools ahead of their medicals and training respectively.
According to the police, two persons have already been arrested in connection with this incident, and more will be arrested in the coming days.